don't laugh. Vampires growl and bite and show their teeth, right? And they're ugly, right? When an unauthorized vehicle pulls up in front of the house, we never know who or what it might contain. Maybe it's a family out for a Sunday drive in the country, but maybe it's not. Maybe it's a carload of vampires or grave robbers or escaped criminals or... we never know. We try not to think about such things. I mean, we have a job to do and we can't dwell on all the terrible things that could happen to us when we're making a short squirt procedure. And there I was. I had just moved into position and was about to initiate the procedure on the rear tire when this lunatic vampire came flying out the door, made claws, bared his teeth, started growling, and came lurching toward me. I was frozen by fear. Never in my entire career had I seen anything quite like this. I saw the veins bulging in his horrible eyes. I even saw, or thought I saw, blood dripping off his fangs. In a flash, I threw all circuits over to Data Control's master program, and things started happening real fast. Right away, we got a warning light on the coolant panel. The cryogenic cooling system that ran the squirt program had just failed. We were getting nothing but tiny droplets through the system. All at once, the mission was on hold. Then, seconds later, we got a second alarm. This one even more frightening than the first. Master Control had gone to condition red, and we had gotten the order to go to vampire countermeasures. Perhaps you're surprised that we had trained for this contingency. We had. Even though the chances of finding vampires on the ranch were pretty low, we had prepared for it. Our training called for a rapid, multi-layered response. Would you like to take a peek at it? I don't suppose it would hurt.